your Saturday morning weekend wake-up call. Rosie on the house.
Bob Baffert was the trainer, not the owner. Sorry.
Somebody straighten us out. Yeah. You can always count on our listeners to straighten us out.
See, this is why we need to get him on the air.
There, he'll straighten us out.
Yeah.
There you go. We've got a great show lined up for y'all today. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about something kind of technical. Outsolation. It's about putting insulation on the outside of your house. We've been doing it for decades. We want to visit with y'all a little bit about the technicalities of doing it and doing it right, and what does that buy you in the long run. 9 o'clock hour is going to be open lines. We do have National Homeowner Month this month in May, and we've got our special realtor friend John Glutch going to be joining us and talking to us about home ownership for a little while. That in the 9 o'clock hour. It's also the open line hour, where any project you're trying to get done, you can give us a ring and we'll put our experience to work for you and try and help you get that project done a little bit simpler and quicker. 8 o'clock hour, we've got our certified tree arborist, Mr. John Eisenhower, coming in to talk trees. In the next half hour, we've got Royal Norman coming in talking about, do we have any chance of ever seeing a raindrop in the state of Arizona ever again? Man, it's dry out there. Cattle stock tanks that I've never seen dry are dry. It's dry out there. So Royal will come in, talk to us in the next half hour about what we can and hopefully can expect out of the monsoon season this year. Father's Day.
Hey. Always sneaks up on you. You know it's coming every year, right?
Yep. We've got a couple special things going on right here at Rosie on the House, but I will tell you this. I was rifling through the newspaper yesterday, and both Home Depot and Lowe's are running some incredible tool buys. Home Depot's got a 200-piece mechanic tool set and toolbox valued at $430. You can have it for $99.
Now, is this a good quality one?
Yeah, it is. It's their brand. It's the Husky brand. And people always ask me, what kind of tools do I have? I can tell you that in hand tools, I'm a big believer in Craftsman. I mean, if it's got wire brushes or electric motor in it, I generally tend to DeWalt or Milwaukee. But if it's just a hand tool, a wrench, a socket, pliers, I'm a big Craftsman guy. But if you're looking for a good tool,
I've switched pretty much to Channel Lock.
You have?
Just because they are still American made. When I one day, random in the yard, my Craftsman wrench, I was like, this made in China. This can't be right. Where's my Craftsman? Sure enough, and did a little research, and that, you know, not to say that not all Craftsmen aren't made in America anymore, but Channel Locks are. So I've pretty much switched at that
point.
You
switched to Channel Lock. All right. But people ask me about other brand names all the time, and what should I buy? Like, a good cordless drill is a good place to start your toolkit, okay? I mean, if all my, well, my tools have been stolen before. And when all my tools have been stolen, I mean, the first thing I get is a tool belt, a hammer, and a cordless drill. I mean, that's kind of just where you start. And in my book, it's either DeWalt or Milwaukee, and you got to get something in excess of 12 volts. Get an 18-volt motor. You get something in a homeowner style 4 or 6 volt, and you can literally put your hand around the chuck and stop it from spinning. So that might be good, you know, for your mom or your grandmother, so she doesn't hurt herself. But don't get your dad a 6-volt cordless drill. That'd be shameful. So there's a couple options. Romy, you're running a little special on some Rosie tools, aren't you, for Father's Day?
Well, we have, for Rosie's 30th anniversary, put together an American-made toolbox with the 7 essential tools every Arizona homeowner should have, all hand tools, and all have custom branding on them. So when you look at the hammer's the premium. I mean, this...
That leather handle.
The leather-wrapped S-wing.
Good-looking hammer.
Now, these are all American-made, correct?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Proto is the toolbox. It'll almost fire engine red. Kind of not quite that. That bold red, but close. Channel locks for your pliers and multi-tip screwdriver. Stanley filled in some blank areas for us, which is hard because it's kind of like Craftsman. You can't get a Stanley saw that's American made and a Stanley saw that's not American made. So it, you know, we found the channel to make sure that we're getting the American made handsaw, utility knife, torpedo level, and that whole box together with so there's one that's just a toolbox. And then there's a toolbox plus that comes with a year subscription to Homezada, a shirt, and a hat. So we, and all the proceeds for all these go to our nonprofits. This 30th anniversary toolkit is designed as a thank you back to, you know, everything we do is just a win-win-win. So this is a win for the homeowner because they've got a toolkit that'll last them a lifetime.
A lifetime.
That's American-made.
A lifetime.
Made. So it's American-made. You support American jobs. It supports the proceeds, the local community for Arizona. And then it's a win for Rosie on the House because anytime you're trying to get something done and you see Rosie on the House, you'll remember Rosie on the House. So it's actually a four-way win on this. And yeah, we put a little Father's Day promotional discount together for it.
Awesome. You can buy
eStore at rosieonthehouse.com. Just click on eStore.